You're listening to SBS News.
A 30-year-old man who had COVID-19-like symptoms for several weeks but didn't get tested has died at Blackwater in central Queensland. A post-mortem revealed the presence of the coronavirus. Health authorities say the man had a complicated medical history. His partner is now sick and she's been taken to Rockhampton Hospital, while the emergency personnel who attended to the man are now in quarantine. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Paul Kelly, says the man's infection appears to be the result of community transmission.
It is a concern that we, any person who contracts COVID-19 without a clear link with a previous case, yes, that in itself is a concern because it shows that there is community transmission of some sort. Unusual that we haven't had many people in rural areas in any state, and so at this point in the pandemic, it is a concern.
Victoria has recorded another 8 COVID-19 cases. 2 are linked to an aged care home, 1 case from hotel quarantine, 4 were detected by routine testing, and 1 case is under investigation. Premier Daniel Andrews says more than 200,000 tests have been conducted since May the 11th. He's reminded all non-essential workers who've been working from home that they must continue to do so until at least the start of July.
I apologise for any inconvenience that causes people, but it's critical in terms of locking in our gains and making sure that we avoid a second wave and the inevitable harder lockdown that would be a feature of this virus getting out of control.
In the West, Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says email records from his department show staff warned the WA government that there were sick crew members on board a live export ship on May the 22nd. 6 workers aboard the Al Kuwait have since tested positive to COVID-19 and are now in hotel quarantine. The WA Premier, Mark McGowan, initially said he was disappointed the Commonwealth didn't alert the state government about the sick crew members. But Mr. Littleproud says the email records from May the 22nd show that the warnings were sent.
It wasn't until the Monday in which health officials from WA boarded the boat and started to test. Those are the facts that have been put before me by my department. I have emails to ensure that my department has acted within the protocols that we have set out with the states.
Premier McGowan says what transpired indicates there's a need for more comprehensive communication.
I'm disappointed that the email from the federal department did not raise red flags inside the Department of Health. In these times, it plainly should have. I also think we need to have better and more comprehensive communications with the Commonwealth than just an email. Any report of crew or passengers on board ships or aircraft entering this state with COVID-like symptoms must be given the attention it deserves.
South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall has defended his state's decision to grant a compassionate travel exemption to a woman who has since tested positive to COVID-19. The UK resident spent time in quarantine in Victoria when she obtained the exemption to fly to South Australia to visit a dying relative. While she tested negative in quarantine in Victoria, she was found to be positive when she was retested in South Australia. Mr. Marshall says the woman is in isolation and hasn't been allowed to visit her relative. He says compassionate exemptions are sometimes necessary.
I think we've got to have a heart, and so there are circumstances, not many, but there are circumstances for compassionate reasons that we have provided an ability for people to come to South Australia, and I think that's still the right way to go.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced a public sector pay freeze for 12 months, which she says will save about $3 billion. It's the latest pay freeze announcement during the pandemic and comes after 221,000 people lost their jobs in New South Wales last month. She's assured the state's public servants that there'll be no forced redundancies for all workers who are not senior executives.
During the course of this 12 months, nobody will be forced out of a job in the New South Wales Public Service. All 410,000 employees will have the choice to remain in the New South Wales Public Service.
New South Wales Labor and the Greens have indicated that they'll try to stop the pay freeze. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.